Hey, welcome to Goons. I'm Nick.
Max.
And I'm Yoko.
And, yeah.
Welcome to the bomb-ass episode of Goons.
Oh, welcome to our ghost featurette.
Ghost BC post.
This is a follow ghost show.
I mean, we got like an hour of material on this show alone.
Just about ghosts, about the experience of seeing ghosts live, the musicianship, how it sounded. And then the weird fans that were there, because there's a lot of moms, right, as we said.
How did we start?
There's a lot of...
Okay, arriving. You guys got there early, so you got to see the inner little crowd mingle before.
It's a long-ass fucking ride over there.
That's yeah, it was...
Where'd you guys come from?
Where did we come from?
From LA. Downtown.
Well, you're a little bit closer. You're like 20 minutes closer than us.
Yeah, so we had to take... You took the 10.
Was there traffic? I don't remember.
Yeah, there was traffic.
That's why we left late. We didn't hit any traffic.
Nah, but when we got there, I've never been to the observatory, so it's kind of hard to get there. But we saw like the signs, the observatory, and there was like alien faces on the floor, huh?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I never seen them.
I guess that's their gimmick for
the observatory. Might as well.
We got there. We parked. Free parking. Shout out to free parking.
You got free parking? We had to pay $10.
What? Really?
Where?
It wasn't in the observatory parking lot. It was in the farther out.
They ran out of parking?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we got there.
Yeah, because Randy's
mom. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of parking when we got there neither, though.
I just parked at the end.
Randy's mom were all pissed off. She's like, every time I come here, it's free. I'm like, yeah, you guys come see shitty bands here. What? Like, nothing.
No, Randy.
When
how come Randy doesn't come anymore?
I don't know. I kind of messaged him earlier because I saw he was hanging out with someone. I was like, hey, I thought you were going to come to pizza tonight,
but
he just never replies.
That's why.
Skinny some girls.
I guess.
He's still missing you know who.
Do we really need to go on that topic?
No. I want to finish.
All right, back to go. So what you're saying?
We're just playing. We're making it up. We're testing if Randy listens to our show.
He's a couple episodes late.
When we got there, my friend Joey and Sam were already in line for us, so we didn't have to go see the end of the line. We just cut. My friend... They're ex-wrestlers from THX with me.
That one guy that you wrestled against?
The guy with the long hair?
The long hair guy. He's like chunkier. Not David.
I don't know. I only saw you wrestle once, and I only remember. Yeah, well, was he there?
He has like long metal head hair.
No, that show, we had like a falling out. Not me and him, but him and... Rocky had a falling out, so he just quit.
All right.
So he didn't even go. He was supposed to, and well, we were like doing like
does backstage he know about the scandal?
Politics. Yeah, he definitely knows. We were doing like backstage politics where we're like, dude, like just join the match, like a three way, like fuck it, like who cares? We're gonna be like, fuck you, Rocky. Like we want to do this, so
Rocky
we'll do
got
it.
Mad?
No, we were gonna do it. Like,
oh, you guys didn't do it?
He didn't because he didn't show up.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want to do it because we were like. Originally, even before they said that, oh, this is the final show, we were talking about, like, oh, this is our final this is our final match no matter what.
Yeah.
Because there was, like, a bunch of, like, shit going on. But either way, he didn't go.
What's Rocky doing now?
Shit, he doesn't even work. He's a stay-at-home dad.
Dang, he just has a free house, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because his dad-in-law lives next door. And he owns a property. So they just live there.
Yeah, so back to Ghost.
Back to fuck him.
We got in.
Let's start the show. No, let's start it with King Dude.
Well, I mean, yeah, because my first impressions going in, I was like, damn, all these devil worshippers are like normal. Everyone's peeing just like me.
Nah, there's a lot of metalhead nerds, though.
Yeah, I ran into that during Ghost's set. I told you about briefly touched on the hipster fucking dude.
So King Dude, I thought was all right.
I like him.
They were really slow. Like
I liked them. That I mean, I won't listen to them, but they're
cool. I really dig that guy's voice.
Oh, he texted me like he has a deep voice. I was already fucking. I was like halfway watching the first period. I'm like, I don't care.
This is King Dude. I can't do it.
He does have like a super deep ass voice.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Typo, like a Peter Steele from Typo Negative. but
I like the one song. I heard we checked them out before. On the way over there to see if we were gonna like it, we played that same song.
But
it sounded
the
lame on the phone, but when they played it live, I was like, "Damn, this
probably
just
way
better."
Probably just the atmosphere or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
now
yeah. Show.
Now we're going to Ghost.
What?
Now we're going to Ghost.
I can finish the fucking right next to where Daisy and I were standing. It was a music nerd. The fucking. Well, yeah, I remember when their demo came out and they did this. I was like, "Fuck, dude! Like, shut the fuck up! No one cares, like, man."
I remember when his makeup wasn't that well done.
Yeah, I know, and he's talking to some chick. Like, I wanted to be like, "Dude, you're not gonna get laid. Shut up."
Well, I beg to differ.
Ghost is awesome, though. Fun, great show.
First off, let's start off with, like, the set. Like, building the set was, like, they did fucking awesome. I thought the crosses were theirs, but it's King Dude's.
No, wait, what's up with King Dude's small-ass drum set, though?
That's what he uses.
I mean, it looked right side on him. But it was really low because...
When I first saw it, because I saw, like, a really small guitarist, too. I'm like, is this a midget band or something? Because I was like, I mean, a little people band?
It was a small drum set. I'm glad you brought up his drum set. I liked how he had the biker chain. When he got the biker chain, he was slamming on the snare. Yeah, for like the last song, he had the chain.
I think he was also playing a tambourine with his foot.
Yeah, oh, it was probably clipped onto the hi-hat.
Earlier, he put the tambourine on, somewhere by his foot. He faked it.
I thought the biker chain was cool. I like King. No, Ghost is sad.
Satan is alive. Who's alive?
Ghost just took a long time though to come out after
because they have a set time to play.
That's true. Because they started at 10. That's when they started coming out.
They ended at 11.
They played. They ended like 11:20. They had a long set.
It's cool how he didn't talk like after every song.
Oh yeah, I thought he was gonna talk a lot.
Nah.
But he talked maybe like 3 times.
Yeah, addressing the women. And then they're talking about the stage.
Oh, he's Papa. He has to.
Oh, shit.
he's like, holy shit.
You have any weirdos by you?
Nah.
Well, because we were in front of the barricade, so.
I know. I kept seeing him. Anytime the lights would flash,
he saw us.
I saw him because I saw the fucking hood.
I was like, that's the only thing. I was like,
Sith Lord.
I already knew I was going to see that shit. And I told Daisy, look, it's Yoko. She's like, how do you tell? Fucking hood. And like,
the only guy with the sweater.
No. Yeah, dude, I had my jersey on until the game ended, and I was like, fuck this.
Nah, I saw some other guy with a sweater.
You guys are dumb. It was fucking hot in there.
I mean, I wasn't hot when the show started playing.
You didn't think about it. Yeah. The heat went away when they started playing.
I was hot before, though. I went to the lobby because it was fucking breezy there.
Call me breezy.
Yeah, you did go hot. Yeah. Is it a bitch to get back, pushing everybody? Because we were, like, right...
When you're the shit like me, nothing's a bitch.
We were, like, in, like, perfect view of, like, everyone going into the pit, like, tier. And, like, it's fucking funny seeing everyone, like, push in. Everyone's getting mad because no one's, like, going up. But then I was like, thinking to myself, like, when the fucking security guard is going to stop it? Because there's obviously no more room. Like, no one else fits in that fucking little zone anymore. Which is... stupid. And then he started kicking everybody out for moshing. I saw he kept flashing light, but it's fucking funny because like everyone was still moshing, so it was like he's just creating like a little
like a strobe effect.
Yeah, for them like,
oh thanks, bro. We needed the light.
And then he called backup, and they ended up kicking out like 3 guys, 4 guys.
Max said he didn't like that. Papa was talking about no crowd surfing.
I think it broke character.
That's how he is.
I mean,
Satanic Fools don't.
Well, he's not really like a dark guy.
Yeah, I think that was just that's how he's perceived because he has to look out for his children. I thought it was still in character because he said that.
Yeah, because if he did Zero music video, you see how he treats them all like.
Yeah, but if you see how like if you're saying he broke character, he got right back in because he brought up the ladies right after.
Okay.
So that's still
the beautiful lady.
Did any of you guys see the crazy bitch on the right side of the stage?
Who kept having her hands up?
Yeah, there was two of them. There's one in front of me. But this chick just like this. At least this chick was like youngish. I was telling Daisy the whole time. I was like, "Damn."
By you?
Yeah, it was some blonde girl. She was sitting on the. She was sitting on the tier, but we were on the second layer, so you probably can see as those behind you. But I kept telling Daisy because she kept putting her hands up. I'm like, "Dude, she's getting a hell of a workout right now. She's gonna be fucking ripped." And then Daisy, like, we just kept making fun of the chick that was like directly across from us. It was the girl on the right, the one in the corset.
Yeah.
And we're just like, "Are you shitting me?" Like. Yeah. Bitch, you're like 40. Like, I'm not, you know, it's cool if you think you're sexy, you're like, good for you. Just don't bring it into a show. Did you see the 12-year-old or the fucking 15-year-old next year that kept getting smacked by her?
Nah.
Dude, I swear to God, every time she put her hand up, she'd come down and she'd do this. She'd smack homeboy right in the face. And I'm not shitting because he'd get like into it, like he'd be like that and shit. And then as soon as like she put her hands up, he'd flinch. And then it'd get to the point where he just kept putting up his hand the whole fucking time. And me and Daisy were like, dude. And then at one point, when the light went on, I was like, oh, she's wearing a corset. That's why she can't put her hands down. If she puts her hands down, the thing's going to fucking rip. And then there's a whole bunch of weird fans. Like, the chick next to us, she kept, like acting like she was dying over the fucking barrier. And then, I don't know. Like, I haven't been to a metal show in a while. Especially a show like that where, like, there's so much of, like,
diversity.
An iconic figure. like that everybody like wants, like a lot of girls. Mm-hmm. So I'm not like I have like. You've seen Tenacious D in the Pick of Destiny?
Yeah.
Okay, remember when they play Master Exploder? Yeah. And everyone ape shit and the girls are all like that? Like, I haven't been to a show like that in a while. Like, the last time was maybe, like, Motorhead or Dio that fucking girls did that. So it was been a long time. And seeing it was just like, I forgot fucking women are this easily manipulated into some dude.
Yeah.
I was like, did you see the girl that got on some guy's shoulder and then people started, take off your shirt. And then she just got back down.
Nope.
They're like, take it off. And then like, she just looked around and she said, no, put me back down. I'm not ready.
Everyone was screaming like,
she better not go to a Steel Panther show and get on someone's shoulder.
They'll rip her shirt off.
Steel Panther.
Motorhead.
Was the Motorhead show good?
Yeah, I saw them fucking 03 back to back with Iron Maiden and Dio.
Did they play the game?
No. They play good music when they're there, okay? I love
them.
I love Lemmy. I just don't love how his songs for fucking Triple H, they're horrible.
How about Evolution song?
That's horrible too.
I bet every time Ghost kept going to the back was just to wipe their sweat off their face.
I don't think they wear anything under their cloaks.
No, but the face, you know, they're still going to be hot.
That mask? Oh, yeah, because I kept seeing the guitarist, like, go under it and wipe sweat off.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You know it would be a good invention, though? Or, like, a good, just a thing, like, just to tape, like, napkins? Or tape, like, cloth or something?
They probably have, like, some sort of, like, cushy thingy on the mask.
Like, a padding on it.
Yeah.
Sweatbands?
Yeah, but overall, did the music sound loud to you? Not really, huh?
The bass was actually, like, to me, was, like, really, like,
crunchy.
Yeah, but I meant, like, everything else sounded, like, somewhat low,
yeah,
right?
I saw a couple of times where one of the guitar players kept looking at the mixer and, like,
oh, yeah, the one on the right.
Yeah,
the one with the white guitar.
Is that Omega or?
You know what?
I think so.
Thinking about it, it was really low because I could hear myself sing.
Yeah.
Like normally, I'm like, I can never hear myself sing. That's why I sing.
You know what's funny, though? Because everybody just knows choruses. Because when Ritual came on and a couple of other songs, like Elizabeth and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I would start singing the rest of it. And everybody in the section. I was just like, what the fuck? Even the music nerd just like.
They're like.
Oh, yeah. Fucking poser.
Their lyrics are too. They're too, like, difficult for the typical fan.
I know, dude, because and the one guy, like, how you said, you're making fun of the Satanists. Oh, they're all like me. So one guy, the other guy with the King jersey besides me, was just like, do you believe in the things these guys talk about? I'm like, no. I'm like, really? Did he come to the show and think everybody's going to be a Satanist? Because that's pretty fucking stupid.
Just an act, you know?
Right, I know, dude, come on. I was like, I've seen Kiss before. It's horrible.
I don't think King Dude was an act, though.
You think he's really a Satanist?
I think they were all, especially the drummer.
Why? Do you look evil?
They came off to me like that.
This guy has a man crush on the drummer.
I know, right?
Well, he was good.
He's like, he wants to use the chain on
he's
me.
He's like, you can chain me up anything.
Tie me up, baby.
Biker chain me up, bro.
Use the same bike chain.
Don't the bike chain wipe marks it off. Right now, my neck.
He's like, you can beat my ass with those chains. Gravity blast me.
we bought the Ritual, like
all the Rituals.
we went backstage.
How much was it? It was $60 there for the dildo, right?
Yeah. I bought it. No homo.
No, it's very homo, actually.
I mean, I haven't used it.
That, I mean, you know what? That's the only thing we can point out about the show. That was the only disappointing fact, was in the merch was fucking expensive.
Yeah, it's not their prices, though. I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm sure. I'm
pretty sure it is.
It is. It's their merch.
They're like 60.
I mean, think about it though. Like,
they have to tour here. They have to make. They have to eat too. You know,
dude. They play festivals all over the fucking world. I don't think they
play festivals here though.
There is no big festivals here for metal bands. There was Ozfest. Ozfest isn't anymore.
They're not going to play Warped Tour.
Right?
That'd be fucking hilarious.
Imagine fucking Pop Punk in those costumes.
I laughed when Dahlia played Warped Tour.
Oh, it was last year, huh?
Yeah.
That was last year.
Maybe.
The Black Dahlia.
Because, you know, they're always like making fun of, like, oh, we're not going to do that shit.
And then we do it.
And then they end up doing it.
Fuck them.
Right?
Fuck them. Doesn't matter.
The only close, like, cool, like, festival we have is Canada. Canada has, like, really cool, like, festivals.
Well, metal's just bigger elsewhere than...
Yeah, than it is here.
Oh, here we get, like, the now
we're too,
shit.
Now we're too indie here now.
I hate that shit.
No, here in SoCal, we are.
You know, this is a cool segue. I wrote, if it was on paper, it would have been, like, 5 pages of why I wanted to kill this indie chick on the bus. Because I was reading, and, like, I didn't have my headphones or anything like that, and my iPod's broken. So I was reading The Art of War, and, like, I'm sitting on the bus reading, and, like, I don't know if it's all like feminist indie girls or all feminazi fucking girls.
Feminism.
Do they all have short hair, or is it just me?
No, I'm sure that's their style.
That's like the style. Because everyone that I know that's like super into like, oh, my community, my this and my that. No, this bitch had like shorter hair than all of us.
Oh no, she's Daria's friend.
Oh, Jane?
Yeah, she's Jane.
No, Jane has long hair too.
No, she had a
Jane like, has hair down here.
No, but doesn't she have like the hair right here?
Oh yeah, the little part.
Yeah, the little part ends at like she has like the whole whatever. Go on.
But I was just like, I was like, man, does every like chick like I don't get it too because she like I had no choice to chime in. Or, like, not to chime in, but to listen. Because I was trying to focus on reading. And, like when I hear ignorance that's not my own or not my friend's, like, you know, like, how we make fun of shit that's not funny. Like, when I hear that, I'm automatically like, oh, what is this bitch saying? Like, it's fucking stupid. Pretty much this chick was trying to, like, she was bad-mouthing, like, people like us that, like take offense into things that a lot of people don't, like, that don't take offense to, like, everything. Like how we laugh about stupid shit and make fun of death.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, we have a community rally against that. Cause I opened my mouth and I was just like,
have a community against just people.
Yeah. No, she has like a community rally against like, we need to get, you know, legalize everything. And then like the first thing she's like, she kept going on about some Mexican bullshit. And then like what really set me off was the fact that she's like, oh yeah, but I got like so fucked up and I think I fucked some guy this weekend. And I was like, how are you judging other motherfuckers? And you're just like that. But the segue into the indie thing he was talking about.
Guys, objectifies. Remember that time I fucked that guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Super fucking drunk.
But like that whole indie thing. When we were, I was reading online like during the ghost post. There was a couple like I wanted to read a ghost interview, and all the comments are like, "Oh, this isn't real music. Real music is done in front of small clubs." And I was like, and then if you look at the people that like the bands these guys like is like fucking like Two Door Cinema and like all this like indie shit. And it's just like
never even heard of Two Door Cinema.
You guys ever seen Fiddler Live?
Oh my god!
Love it.
Have you been to their pizza place where they charge you fucking burnt pizza that's overpriced? Oh my god!
Oh my god! Like, all I want to do is smoke weed.
Yeah, and listen to Waves.
Oh
my fucking god! So fucking stupid. Like, shut the fuck up.
Oh yeah, you been on Twitter lately?
No, I don't go on Twitter.
Neither have I. But I posted one thing because someone that's not in my life anymore fucking was giving me shit because I made fun of them because they're I think it was a picture. You know what? It might have been from last week that I just held on to. I sent there's a picture of us pizza night, like an old picture, I guess.
Yeah.
And someone there was a comment on it. It was like, oh, sorry, I don't fucking eat pizza with my friends and shit. Like, I was like, okay.
What's
like,
the point of that comment?
Well, because
what kind of insult is that?
Well, because apparently I'm not fun. Cause and then I was just like, oh, sorry, I don't fucking drink beer. I don't drink PBR and smoke American cigarettes, faggot. Like, not my fucking problem. But I was like, I've been catching like indie fucking heat with like a bunch of fucking homos I used to talk to.
Wow.
It's weird.
Goulet.
Let's go back on to something more interesting. So Star Wars was released today?
The cast?
Does anybody know any of the bigger guys that's in like the...
I know the black dude, which was on Attack the Block. I know...
Wait, with Nick Frost?
No. The black dude.
No. Attack the Block. Wasn't that the UK UK movie?
Yeah.
With Nick Frost, right? From...
I don't know the guy's name. Oh, yeah, Nick Frost.
Yeah, from Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. No, but you know, the black kid that gets the scars in his face?
Yeah.
He's playing some sort of lead in the movie.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be the main character. But
he ain't no Lando Calrissian.
And then I know the guy that was supposedly just cast as Nightwing, but it was false. The tall guy.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so there's going to be no Nightwing in Batman?
I don't know. Maybe. Well, no. There probably is, but he's not cast as Nightwing.
Okay.
Well, and then I know...
Recognized Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, the original three are going to be there.
Yeah. And then there's this unknown chick. She looks like Natalie Portman and Carrie Fisher put together.
She's their weird weird sex child.
So she's probably playing Harrison Ford's kid or something.
You think they have kids?
Carrie Fisher?
Yeah, well, they have kids in the comic book.
Carrie Fisher, right?
I never went that far to read it.
Carrie Fisher?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is playing
their,
Han Solo's kid.
Well, in the comic books, they have two kids. I think his name is Jason, and one of them was named Anakin after, you know, Anakin. And I think Jason, one of them goes dark side, and then one of the brothers kills his brother. And then
I thought you were going to say one of them went gay.
Yeah.
Huh?
What? I'm not gay.
There's a guy named Max on the cast.
Think you're cool?
Von Sydow. Hell yeah. Think you're cool? Representing all the cool Maxes in the world. The fuck?
Don't you ever hate that when you're little? They're like, oh, they have the same name as you. Go talk to them. I was like, the fuck for? Ain't my fucking friend.
Kenny Baker's on there.
Who's Kenny Baker?
R2-D2.
Oh yeah, RTD2's there. The guy that plays RTD2, Chewbacca. The main
three CPO.
C,
shut the fuck up. Stupid ass.
C, you're retarded.
C3PO.
Fucking, they should cut them out. What the fuck? Why do we need them?
They should make it digital.
They're supporting,
They're giving old actors jobs.
Why don't you talk? Do you think they're gonna put them back in the same suit, or they're just gonna fucking CGI the suit?
They're like, you know what? You kept the suit.
No, I think they'll have the suit. No, I think, well.
Can he fit in the fucking suit?
Probably. He's still skinny, isn't he?
I don't know, but you know what? I'd pay to see a fat C3PO.
Welcome. Ah, Anakin. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Ah, my slave. Ooh. Go clean my house.
Did you hear about what happened to the Clippers?
With the what?
No, the Clippers?
The racist.
What's his name? Starling? Donald Starling?
You call me crazy. I think it's bullshit. They find him. I think it's bullshit that they find him and banned him. Because fucking, there's a movie in the 90s called White Men Can't Jump. It's clearly racist against people, white guys that can't dunk.
Yeah.
Yet this guy can't fucking say nigger or anything like that. Or
well,
I guess
he didn't say anything like that. He said
he didn't want them coming to the games and everything else like that.
Yeah, and he said half your audience. He told his girlfriend not to take pictures with black guys.
She's fucking, what is she like? Isn't she Asian and black?
She's Hispanic. But
really?
Something like that. But he doesn't want people to think she's black. So he's like, please don't take pictures. There's a voice. I haven't heard it, but I read it. They're like, I don't want you taking pictures with black guys.
I still think they made that too much of a deal than it really is. Like,
he's
okay,
an old guy. It's fucking.
Yeah, exactly. How do you fucking not think of that? And two, he's rich. Like, that's what I didn't get. Like, they're just like, he learned his lesson. Like, he's still got fucking millions of dollars, you broke motherfuckers. You don't know that? Like, I like Darnold Rawlings. Ashley Larry from Chappelle Show. But he kept posting that shit all day on Instagram. He's just like, oh, fucking good for you. Yeah. I was like, dude, he's still fucking going to be way richer than you'll ever be. So I don't know what you're bitching about. Like, it's fucking pointless to me. They fined him $2 million.
Yeah.
But it's like, this guy literally made, you know.
Wait, why did they fine him $2 million? Just for being racist?
Yeah, they fined him $2 million. They fined him $2 million on being, what can you fine him? He fucking.
Well, you can't, they're not going to say, oh, for being racist.
It has to be. Cause, I mean,
no, but they're going to call us something technical, like unsportsmanlike or some shit like that.
But he's not a player, so it can't be unsportsmanlike conduct.
No, but that's how basketball is. Like,
but
basketball
he's
is
not.
Like everyone's a,
he's
everyone's
not involved in the games. He's not even courtside. If he was courtside, I'd understand it, because maybe he let, like, niggers slip at a game. But, like, I just thought, like, I think, okay, when a little overlaps with, I'm just tired of black exploitation. Or just tired of that. Like, I mean, fucking how many times, like if I looked any wider and I said nigger, I'd be in court and Jesse Jackson be yelling at me. Like, I don't know. Anybody see where I'm coming from? Yeah. Like, everybody made really, like, way too much of a deal about it. I was like, you know what, dude? Like, okay, we've grown up, but racism's still around. On the other side, one of the Grand Dragons from the Ku Klux Klan, one of the guys that started the North Carolina chapter, he got caught having sex with a black prostitute.
Nice.
That was a guy.
See,
Billy, whatever from, what's his face? From Green Day, got pulled over. He had a tranny prostitute next to him.
Who?
Billy from.
Billy Joel?
Yeah, Billy Joel.
Doesn't he have, like, isn't he married?
Well, I guess, well, not on the weekends. he said they were just friends.
Maybe. They could
have been friends, too, though.
Yeah, you fucking hate. Do you hang out with a lot of trannies?
I know a tranny or two.
So do I, but I mean, they're not hookers.
Yeah.
You hang out with them, huh?
They're not, huh?
You hang out with him?
Nah, sometimes.
Blue? Oscar does.
Nah, I fucked a girl named Blue Bear.
What? You fucked a girl in a boot?
No, I fucked. Because the tranny we know, he calls himself Blue. So I was telling you, I fucked a girl that calls herself Blue Bear. She uses the U.
Is that what he says to you?
That's what he says to you.
Did that reassure you and make sure you weren't gay?
No, I'll tuck it in.
How's it look better? In or out?
In or out.
Better not touch me.
Well, it looks better in, okay?
going back to the Sterling guy, Clippers, his son died.
Of what?
He had type 1 diabetes.
Number 1 type diabetes.
So they'll overlook that for fucking a color?
I think it's a cover-up. I think they killed him.
Why? You know what? I would not be surprised. Black nurse fucking injected him with too much shit.
They injected him with too much sugar.
It's funny, though, because
it's easy to kill him. Just take away his, like,
Insulin,
and, like, that's it. He's dead.
I used to say, or, you know, sometimes, like, diabetics can't, like, they can't heal from cuts.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like when Gio from TNT would piss me off. I'm like, I'll fuck give you a paper cut and let you bleed out, bitch. Like, he's so mad.
Don't do it.
He's like, oh, it's fucked up. I'm like, no, it's not. That's a me.
Right.
Go watch you bleed out really fucking slow. I don't care. Like, I don't have that. Like, this is people that I care about. Then I'm like, oh, like I'm should've fucking super
water,
careful.
Should have drank
more water, buddy. Exactly, right? Should have been fat when you were a kid. I was fat,
but I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
But you're fat now.
I was fat. You're I'm buff fat. Now. Look at me and Oscar.
I wear tight shirts too. Like
I'm wearing a tight shirt right now.
Under your sweater.
Dang, he took off his sweater.
And he put it back on as soon as he noticed.
No. Subconsciously, he took it off.
He's like, I still have it. I feel naked.
Sometimes I do feel naked. I wore a sweater in my house when I was around.
Is anybody going to look into that? Really? I want to see if it is a cover up. Because I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe. I mean, I just found out today. So I don't know when he died or whatever. So we'll probably have more.
I just thought that was really shady. Like the guy, like another white guy had to come out and publicly apologize for him. It's just like, dude, he's not going to fucking say he's sorry.
Like, he's not sorry.
Exactly. But like, I don't understand. Like what you said is like, he's old. It's an old mentality of thinking. I'm pretty sure like players back in the day, didn't fuck with them because they were smart to be like, all right, I got my money. I don't care.
You goddamn jigger.
Man. It's been a weird week, huh?
Yeah. Maybe, I bet if Johnny was here, he'd be like, nah, he
did the right thing.
He was right.
I would have said the same thing. Fucking Johnny.
Wait. So black people aren't niggers?
Hold the phone. This isn't true.
Call my lawyer.
So, you guys hear about that lady that ran over to some kid on a bike? So this is what happened. The kid, he's 17. I'm going to just call him a kid still. He's still a kid. All right, so the kid... Him
he's
and
a teen.
Yeah. I'll call older people.
They call him on the article. They said ran over a boy, and I checked the age. 17. That's not a boy.
He knew damn well there was a car coming.
He knew what to do.
Yeah, it wasn't.
He had a death wish.
In the lady's defense, he didn't have no lights. It was 1:30 in the morning. He went to go buy it.
In his mind, he's like, "Oh, they'll see me."
Was he wearing dark clothing?
He just said, I don't know what kind of clothing he was wearing.
I would have fucking hit him too.
So like, no, but he had the you know reflectors.
Well, here
you can't miss reflectors.
No, here in LA,
he had reflectors on his bike.
It wasn't in LA. It was on a dark road.
No, exactly. But here in LA, like or California, I think it's against the law to be riding without lights.
Yeah, because you have the same. Yeah. You have the same.
So if he got hit here, or anyone gets hit here without lights in the middle of the night, then there's no arrest because they didn't have lights.
Well, yeah, because they have the same responsibility as a driver.
Exactly.
Damn, but let's go drive downtown LA right now.
Let's go on a hitting spree.
The fucking what is it though? Ovarian cycles.
That's why I always had a light because I don't want to get hit.
So I walked everywhere.
So
I'm safe. Okay.
So I take the sidewalk. Right? I hate when bikers take the sidewalk. I'm like,
I hate when bikers cut me off. Like
walking.
Excuse me. I could have gone faster. I could have been walking faster.
That is true though. Why are they fucking taking the sidewalk? Like,
yeah. Like, I hate when they take the street facing traffic.
Oh yeah, that's stupid. That's
almost hit one like.
That's against the law too, though.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, yeah. Tell them that. They'll come out with that fucking XVX bullshit to you.
What's XVX?
Yeah, a lot of bikers that I know are the fucking XVX. Like, they're XVX and they're fucking, like, the mega beaners. They're like, oh, yeah, fucking...
No me gusta carne.
Yeah, America's unseen. You know, we got to legalize. I was like, do you have fucking papers? No, I'm like, I'm one fucking phone call away sending your ass back to Pitten.
You can't legalize fuck, shit. Dude, like.
Hey, did you see that meme I posted? How do you know who's a straight edge? And it says, don't fucking
no, work. It's like a no, question. You posted one of the vegan.
Yeah, that's what I meant. How do you know?
No, but you said straight edge.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I meant.
What does it say?
How do you know if someone's vegan? And it says, it's a question, right? And then at the bottom it says, don't fucking worry, they'll tell you. Because, you know.
Ah, sure.
Vegan's like, you know, I'm a vegan. Meat's murder. Morrissey.
Oh, yeah, dude, I know. Like that was a big thing in like high school. They all had that shirt. They're like, I'm like, you're wearing denim, bitch. And like, I'm pretty sure you have leather on somewhere in your shoes.
My underwear.
Shut the fuck up.
Have leather underwear. So back to the kid that got hit by a car. So the lady runs him over, kills him, drags him like for 4 miles.
Wait. How do you not know you hit a kid and it's just dragging?
I think
she
was drunk because there's some sort of cover up where her husband's a cop and shit.
Oh, she ain't getting chingo nowhere.
So she runs him over, kills a guy, the kid or whatever, and then now she's suing the family because she's traumatized. So she's suing. She's just trying to make money now. Killing someone.
That's insult to injury.
For 4 miles?
Or yeah. Did you kill the four kid?
That's long.
That's a long drag, dude.
Poor fucking, what's Achilles, the kid, the guy that he kills? Remember? Who? You guys know your Greek mythology?
Yeah, Achilles?
Yeah, you know I killed that guy and then he dragged his body around the fucking...
Around, not Rome, right?
No, around the fucking city.
Greek? Yeah.
What is, no, it's a, okay.
I don't remember. But I mean, at least Achilles, like, fucking, the guy knew he was dying, okay?
No,
like,
he was dead already.
Yeah, but this chick just, like.
She just fucking, but that's just so shitty, just.
What, to sue?
It's like, let's say I killed your brother, ran him over, and now I'm going to sue you because I'm traumatized for what I did.
Joke's on you, I got no brother.
Nah, but it's fucked up.
Who'd you hit then, bitch?
Like, but ew.
Well, on the same subject of death, Daniel Bryan's dad died.
Who's Daniel Bryan?
The wrestler.
The wrestler.
And what does dad die of?
I don't know.
Being his dad.
Heart attack. I don't know.
Like recently, was he
old age? I don't know. Old age. It was like unexpected death because I guess he wasn't sick.
When?
Or something. Last week. The week after like WrestleMania. The week after he got married, actually.
Oh. There's
what reminder. A wedding present, huh?
But also his like his first Make-A-Wish kid.
Make-A-Wish?
Like, yeah. Like
I heard
sick
Make-A-Wish.
Kid. Make-A-Wish. Like he died too. In the same week.
Well, mm-hmm. they're dying.
Well, they're sick, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was trying to fight it. He had cancer. So he was still, like, fighting it. But, you know.
Who's that kid?
Oh, no. Can't always beat it, you know.
Some kid died from Make-A-Wish, too.
Oh, and most of them do die.
Make-A-Wish is just the death's waiting list, okay? Like, can't sugarcoat it any other way.
If you're on there, you know you're dying. I wish I was on Make-A-Wish, though.
Who'd you meet?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the kids on Make-A-Wish wish they weren't on Make-A-Wish.
Exactly. You jerk.
I'm wishing I'm on Make-A-Wish. Well, because I am planning on dying early. I don't want to live past 40.
I don't want to live past 90. I'll go up to 90.
I don't want to live long.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to live past 40.
The fact that, like, getting, like, I don't mind getting old. I just, like, if my motor functions start going, I can't take care of myself. Like, I told Daisy, I was like, you just fucking blow my brains away.
Well, once I lose my
I'm going to tell my grandkids when I can't walk, whoa, guys, I can't walk. Here's a gun.
That's what I'm saying. Like, once I lose my independence,
take
I
me
don't
to the
live.
Bathtub, kill me there.
Old Yeller, bitch, take me out back. I don't know if you, Paul, just.
Paul!
That was a cool program. Shawn Michaels did the same thing when he was about to wrestle Ric Flair.
What, he shot himself?
Well, I don't want to live long. In the ring, he was like, you know the story of Old Yeller? That they love that dog. But then when the dog got old and it was time to take him out back, and he put his gun, like his fingers to his head, he's like, I'm going to shoot you. So I was like, damn.
What's
old Yeller.
I think it's Bret Michaels. No, what's
Shawn Michaels.
No, but.
Bret Hart?
Bret Hart? He looks old now.
He's fucking old.
He looked young like 5 years ago. He looked almost the same-ish.
Yeah, dude, that was five
Maybe
years
eight
ago.
Years ago. Yeah, but now he looks like he aged 20 years.
Probably. Oh, because he got gray hair now.
Yeah, well, he did cut his hair too, huh?
Yeah, he had fucking... Now he has, like, white
Cause,
gray hair.
Because E-Bombs did a professional wrestler from then and now.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think, yeah.
And The Rock was there?
No, The Rock wasn't there. He looks the same.
Now he's buffer as... Like,
he's just
way buff
just,
now.
His muscles. He slimmed down when he first started movies. Now he just got buffer.
Well, you think he's juicing?
Nah.
You don't think so?
No, have you seen his cheat day?
He's not under WWE contract, so he could be using steroids.
Why would he though?
For the
he doesn't seem like the guy who would do that.
Well, you never know.
He seemed like a nice guy when he came out on iCarly.
He on iCarly?
Was it iCarly? Yeah.
No, he came out on Hannah Montana.
Oh, it was Hannah Montana. Yeah.
He would do that shit. I think it was like a deal since he's doing like Disney movies. They're like, we want you to come out one episode.
Maybe he likes. Maybe he's fucking Hannah Montana now.
Well, he's working for Disney, so.
He is?
Does he work for Disney?
Well, he was doing the movies.
What movie?
The Tooth Fairy.
Is that a Disney movie or is it just a kid movie?
No, it's a Disney movie.
Let me ask The Rock.
And then Race to Witch Mountain was a Disney movie.
That was a movie. I didn't even see it, but looks stupid.
He was doing kids movies for a while. Now he's back to doing stupid.
I had a talk with him, that's why. I was like.
Yeah, cut that Disney shit out.
Cut that shit out. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, now he's making up. Now he's doing Hercules.
Do you? Is he Hercules in the movie?
Yeah.
He doesn't look a Hercules, that's for sure.
Because he's black?
No,
racist.
He doesn't have
fucking
racist. Okay, first of all, he doesn't have the Hercules.
Fucking racist. Oh, my God.
I can be. This is America. I'll be racist.
What's
if I
Hercules'
want to.
Face?
They CGI'd his tattoo out.
He doesn't look Greek.
It's makeup.
Yeah, it's makeup. They just covered it.
I saw it on his Instagram. That's why.
They just covered it up.
Yeah.
No, well, he doesn't. He's not. It's like playing. It's like him playing an Asian role. He's supposed to be Asian. You know what I mean? Greeks have a certain feature.
Yeah, but how many buff ass Greeks are walking around today being like, "Hey, I want to be Hercules."
Just fat buff bald Greeks. Welcome to my Greek store.
Yeah. You done?
Mister, don't talk about wrestling over here.
Shut the fuck up.
Who said that? I don't know.
So what do you have
that.
To talk? What'd you do this weekend, Nick?
I want
to
talk about wrestling.
I watched the Kings battle wrestling? Back. That's it.
We're not talking about wrestling anymore. That segue's over.
All right, butthurt.
Kings game 7. That's all I care about tomorrow.
I'm happy that we caught up.
I will be.
The Kings segue's over too, guys.
You know, yeah, because I've been like, anytime game day does, I don't talk to certain people. I'm not on social media at all. Like, dude, I'm fucking blacked out until I don't want to say anything. I don't want to jinx anything. I've been wearing the same jersey, like same getup. Like Daisy's been wearing the same jersey too. Like superstitions.
It's so cool. But like, I mean, we predicted it. I said when we talked about it, we're like, oh, do you think they can catch up? And then you're like, they can, but. You don't have hope.
They stepped that shit up. I saw the statistics today that like Mitchell, Justin Williams, Jeff Carter, and Mike Richards are all like in game sevens. They're all undefeated. Those are our boys. So
and they're all playing.
Yeah, like they stepped up big. Mike Richards fought last night against Logan Couture. Willie Mitchell left early with a groin injury. Justin Williams.
Were they good fights?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, Kyle Clifford's fight.
Did they stop him?
Logan Couture's they stopped. Kyle Clifford's, they kind of stop.
Don't they just stop them right as soon as someone hits the floor?
Yeah, that's when they stopped them. But I mean, Logan Couture, they're trying to say he got uppercuts. It just looked like whatever. Kyle Clifford, fucking, he rocked whoever the fuck, Desjardins. Like, once he hit him in the tempo with the helmet on, and then he snuck one under, and then that was it. Like, he fucking, Desjardins was falling. He just used his momentum to pull Clifford down, like, first. But then the fights are pretty good. Jonathan Quick fought. Or he was going to fight. He was going to fight Joe Thornton, the captain of the Sharks.
So the Stars did fight.
Yeah. Our boys fight.
They're trying to band out now. Fighting.
Yeah, but all the old the old analysts and most of the players, because I don't understand why they want to ban fighting. Because
fucking it's been there. It's part of the game.
It's part of the game. But when you get your fight in, after that, it's fine. Unless your team has bad blood. Like, yeah. If it's like a St. Louis-Chicago game. Bad blood. If there's, you know, I'm pretty sure if Anaheim's gonna fucking be, you know, if there ever are, there's sometimes fights in their games against Kings. If they want to be fucking men, they'll drop their gloves because half the time Ducks won't drop their gloves.
Like, nope.
I saw Corey Perry get a like draw penalty. That dude fell. There was no one like 10 feet around him. He fell and they gave a tripping penalty to a guy that just came off the bench. And he's like, "Are you shitting me?" They're playing in Anaheim. And he's like, "Are you fucking shitting me?" And I was like, "No, that's Anaheim."
He was like, he just came out. Hey guys, good game, guys.
You can sneeze on the bench and get a penalty when you play against the Ducks. Same thing with Chicago. So
Disney got their back.
No shit. I know. I was fucking. What's your name? Mariana wants me to help her look for a present for Hammy, like a something duck related.
Really?
And then it's funny because I was like,
I'm a fucking duck.
Just buy him the first season of the cartoon.
She's like, oh, I want to get him a jersey. And I was like, okay, like, what's your limit? And like, when I told her that, I was like, okay, I'm thinking like $150, $250. I'm like, bitch, you better fucking just buy him like a comforter and stitch that shit.
Right?
But I found a jersey because how do you, it's weird to size jerseys for like friends that big. Because the nigga's big.
I've never seen a fucking jersey that big.
It has to be a goalie cut jersey.
Yeah, but you're like a relatively small guy, and your jerseys are fucking big.
Yeah, but that's because I'm small.
They're just long. They're not big. They're long, huh?
Yeah, I always liked the new brown one that I have, the Reebok Center Ice one.
Your shit large, right?
I buy my shit a size bigger. But even on this one, like, I bought a 50.
Well, what size do they wear in the team? Like, large, extra large?
They have numbers. Like, they have 46... Oh, 52, 54, I think.
Oh, okay.
And 58 is the goalie. Oh, 56 and 58 is the goalie cut. Or you have a 60. So I found a couple like replicas, like in I would think would be in Hammy size, and I found pretty cheap, like the Mighty Duck ones, because that's all he fucking wants is the old logos.
That's really cheap.
Yeah, those are like $60. So I was like, that's pretty cheap compared to like mine. Like the I found a Curry jersey that I wanted. That's like $2 something. But it's authentic, so I don't fuck around. Because when I was wearing them at Ghost, I've been wearing all week. It's just the Canadian one, so the Canadian Edge one.
Are they
so.
Good for like sweaters? Like do they keep you warm at night?
Yeah,
when they're cold.
It's the material they use, so it's really thick. Because I was sweating like fuck in there.
Those right, like, see. Don't you learn your lesson?
No, never.
Don't wear
jerseys. It's superstitions. Daisy hasn't washed her jersey since I don't think she's washed it this season.
Because so you don't want. Oh, okay, it's just like a.
We have weird superstitions. Like I won't play. Before I wouldn't play online games at her house, because if I lost, they would lose. Or we don't like going to when we go to the games, we have to go to a preseason game because the first game that we go to, they usually lose.
How do you? I don't know if I asked you. How do you wash a jersey?
It's just regular cold water. And then you hang it to dry. Depending on what kind of jersey you
have. Not a dryer?
Nah. I did that once. I did that to my first jersey. Like, whatever.
It's like, whatever?
Well, because they...
Did they fuck it up?
Yeah, kind of. Because, I mean, but, like, Reebok makes cheap jerseys now. The authentic ones are really good. They're kind of heavy. But, I mean, like, the premier ones, like, the replica ones, the cheaper ones, they're made like shit. Like, I can catch it, like, on the end of the end of this and, like, pull, and all of it will, like, rip off. Like, it's really weird when you wear them. Right. So Daisy gives me shit because she bought me a Nolan jersey. And you never fucking wear them. Like, one, it's hot. Mm-hmm. Like, it gets really hot for some reason. And two, like, I'm afraid of, like, running into something because I'm going to rip it. Pretty weird.
And that's not stitched on?
Those are heat pressed. Heat pressed and sometimes
What's your preference?
Stitched. Like, the pros were. You got to do it authentic. It's like saying, like, if you bought wrestling gear, you want it like your favorite wrestler. You don't want fucking some knockoff piece of shit.
I want authentic.
Like, if you like fucking, like, for me, it'd be like, I get the Jeff Hardy arm things. I want the Jeff Hardy arm things. Or, like,
hell,
get
a yeah.
Mysterio mask. I want the one that's, like, you put on, it has the chin button, not the ties in the back.
That's true.
So, it's just, like, it's your preference. Because I know people that are, like, on, like, replicas. I'm like, you're fucking stupid. Like, like, if it was CCM, I'd understand. Because those jerseys, you can run over and, like, set on fire and they're fine.
Damn.
Like, they're fucking built to last, but these are, they're pretty shitty at some point.
The teams doesn't use Reebok, or what brand do they use?
The teams use Reebok. CCM was bought out by Reebok, so they use Reebok, what they call Reebok Edge 2.0s, which aren't made for distributed. So we only get the Reebok, like, the fans get Reebok Edge 1s. You can get 2s, limited, and then if you just buy a gamer jersey, which is the ones they wear, then you get the authentic.
And those are, like, price range.
I want a Mike Richards one because I'm small and he's like 5'10", so he wears a size bigger than me, which I wore a 50 now for the brown one, and it fits me snug, like it fits me good, so I don't mind wearing a little bit bigger, and that's $1,500 or $2,000, but it's off his back, and they'll show you pictures from the game that he wore it, so I don't mind it. $2,000 for a jersey? I mean, I'm stupid like that. Like, I'll buy a fucking jersey for that much.
I got a text message.
It's like buying a drum set.
Yeah.
But you're like, fuck it. When the season ends, I can start officially buying King gear. Right? Isn't that your deal?
Oh, yeah. You get through a full season.
I just haven't watched any playoff games because... fucking... they changed the channel.
Yeah, I didn't like the fact DVR that... stopped. Everybody's just like, oh, the fucking... baseball's back. Like, that stupid commercial. Like, I love Eastbound and Down just because he's really ignorant. But, like, that commercial of him, he's just like, baseball's the best sport. And I was like, no, it's not, dude. It's just like...
baseball.
I love baseball, but I'm starting to prefer hockey over it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you do like baseball.
I like baseball, too.
Yeah, you know, you and my sister were the only one that I can put up with that would talk baseball.
See, it's different because for baseball...
Mike Piazza.
For me, the way I got into baseball is because I started playing. I didn't watch Dodgers until like I started playing with the West Adams team for a while.
Ooh. Wait, you played in high school?
Not. I was like.
You played with them.
Practicing, but I never played a game.
Why not?
Because I didn't want to pay for the uniform.
How much was the uniform?
Same thing like how a marching uniform would cost.
Well, how much is that?
$75.
Like, well, ours was like in the '80s or nineties.
Fuck that.
My marching band, dude. I still have my marching band uniform.
That's why I didn't pay. That's why I enjoy marching band.
Why did they charge you guys? I mean, when I was in the football team, they didn't charge us.
West Adams, dude. Like,
Manual Arts, cheaper school.
No, West Adams is fucking cheaper than you guys. Our school, I don't know. It's just weird, but they were charging, and I got charged for marching band. So I just didn't join either one. But I like practicing with them. I was doing conditioning and all that bullshit.
You were conditioning their hair? Is that what you said?
Is that supposed to be funny?
It's hilarious.
No, conditioning, like your body.
I know, shit.
You ever played sports, you ever?
Yeah.
What sport?
Played baseball, football. I played soccer in the fifth grade, but I didn't dig it.
I remember, like, first week of Hell Week, we saw some kid break his leg.
Damn.
Like, just straight, like, you know how your leg bends this way? It bent the other way.
Damn.
Like, he was running drills. I remember when my dad was the coach, and my dad, I just always remember this. Walk it off. So it gets broken. Walk it off. I'm like, fuck that guy. Like,
damn.
Like, I had to be that. Was like, and the sad thing was, like, damn, that's going to be my coach. Like, this sucks.
He's my dad.
You know, a kid broke on the baseball team, broke his leg. His cleat got stuck in the grass. And when he pulled it out, he broke it.
That kid's weak. What the fuck?
Like, the ongoing joke was he didn't drink any milk. You know, that calcium shit. It was pretty funny.
Well,
but
I think that's true because I drink a shitload of milk. I never broken an arm, and I could have.
How could you break your arm? Skating or?
Skating, yeah. Or like legs or ankles.
I think I told you, like, after THX, like, I feel indestructible.
Yeah, because you were the fucking tiniest one there getting thrown around.
And I'm like, I'm still good. Like, I mean, I had aches sometimes, but, like, I never broke anything, never dislocated.
Probably just
anything.
Sore from, like, you know, working out. That.
Same thing with, like, falling and shit. Like, I don't know.
I'm good. I'm really good at breaking my falls or just not falling.
Yeah, I'm really good at breaking my falls.
Put your hands up. I see a lot of people falling who don't. They just, I accept my fate.
Yeah, they
right?
just. Or like they won't roll or something like that.
Oh, I hate that shit.
When I first learned how to nose manual, I hit a rock or I hit a crack really bad, and the first thing that hit the ground was my neck, but I rolled straight out of it and got back on my feet like all quick. I was just like, I remember my friend was just like, he's like, you all right? I'm like, I'm good. I'm walking. It's all good.
I remember I was skating on a fixed gear.
Yeah.
And I skated sideways, so my pedal hit the floor, and I flew over the bike. But I did, like, a tuck and roll, and then I just got up like nothing.
Yeah.
And I was going, like, at 20 miles per hour at least. They're like, well, how'd you do that?
Fuck, tuck and roll, bitch.
You know, when you play a lot of Metal Gear, you learn how to. Go ahead.
I was going to say, the way I learned how to roll was, it's a stupid way, though. I was, like, in fourth grade, and I was running super fast, like, in the yard. And someone, like, put their leg up and tripped me. Like, they just put their leg up. And it's stupid. Like, I tripped over it. But I rolled out of it, so I continued running.
He turned away. Fuck you.
Fuck.
He's like, you don't faze me.
You ain't shit.
I mean, it was stupid that hard. True, because I saw it. I just didn't think about it. I mean, I was in the fourth grade, so I don't blame my young self.
See, I don't. Okay, I have another commentary that we can probably get a good 20 minutes out of. You know, on Instagram they have the shout out thing, and like this chick just looks fucking retarded. But if you read her page on the shout outs. Q Tarantino enthusiast, films, comics, serial killers, Marvel, DC. I don't understand why you have to fucking put, if you put comics, why do you have to put Marvel and DC? That should be under the realm of everything. Pokemon Master, Disney, video games, horror, gore, anime. All right, you already put Pokemon, which is an anime, so why are you putting anime again?
She already said films, so why is she why are you putting gore?
Exactly. So, and like, and.
Is she hot?
She looks stupid.
But is she hot?
No, she looks like shit.
Hot chicks look stupid.
Is she real serial killers? Like
serial killers. Yeah, serial killers. And then like her first thing is the Black Dahlia, Avenger, Night Stalker, and Helter Skelter.
I don't glorify serial killers.
Me too. It's like, cause people who look in like, he's so like interesting. But if your like mom were to be killed by a serial killer, you wouldn't appreciate that shit.
I admire them.
You admire serial killers?
I admire the way of thinking that they're so delusional thinking they're actually going to get away with something, or they're so stuck in something so weird that they think it's right.
No, but study shows that they want to get caught. Like,
yeah, that's why.
And then
because isn't
they
it?
They have different, like, they've dissected like serial killer brains. They're somehow they're different than ours, like regular non.
The chemical.
Yeah, like, they're chemically different.
Chemically balanced.
And they can't. They
that's
don't.
That's what
feel
I
like,
have. That's how I have that on my.
They
Instagram.
Can never feel love and shit. You know.
You have what on your Instagram?
On my Instagram bio.
What?
I wrote chemically unbalanced.
You're chemically imbalanced.
He's my chemical. Robot.
Shut the fuck up.
Chemically unbalanced.
I don't know. You know.
What? Not the aggressive
way. Why don't we read our Instagrams about me right now?
All right.
I'll go first. Mine says 24 LA filmmaker, and future paramedic. And then it has a rose.
It has a rose.
Yeah, a just rose. Like the rose. No, that's it.
See, well, that's acceptable. Like, You're right. That's a basic introduction to yourself.
Wait, I'm not done. Super hot guy.
Super hot guy.
Get at me, lady. Single. Mine like, just says drums, guitar, Amnesty, Native Tongues, The Goons Podcast, Pizza Maker, Straight Edge, LA Kings.
I should put that right now.
The Goons Podcast. See, that's good, right?
It's down to basics.
Down to earth.
Mine is Sagittarius, Straight Edge,
Chemically Unbalanced, Goon,
Musician, which I'm not.
There you are.
I know how to play. Chemically Unbalanced and Wrestling Guy. And then I wrote a link to our Podomatic.
Wait, I don't get what you mean by chemically imbalanced though. Like,
I mean,
it sounds cool.
It sounds cool. And then like I know about the chemical imbalances with like crazy people and all that shit. But the way I like refer to myself is like I'll say things without even thinking about them.
That's just Tourette's.
No, not Tourette's. Like fuck shit. No, not like that.
That's a form of Tourette's. Wait, okay. Now it's kind of cool that you brought that up. Do you know Talia? Farber, the fucking photographer.
No, and hold on, Oscar's calling. I'm gonna put on speaker.
I think I have some. I'm pretty sure I have some sort of
hello
bullshit in my. Cause I'm like, I just have ADD. Never mind.
You're talking, so never mind. What's up?
I have really bad anger.
I get angry. I get angry at like little shit. Like I don't get angry with people, but I'll get angry like if something happens to me and alone. I'll start like fuck. Like
I'm always on that.
Yeah, like.
All right, then just text me when you're on your way to your mom's house.
Yeah. All right. Get cheese and pep.
Hey, cheese and pep.
We're low. All
right.
And pussy.
I don't know, but I do believe I have a chemical imbalance. It's not an aggression imbalance. It's more just like a ignorant, stupid like.
See, know, I refuse to believe that because I already
hey,
know.
Hey, mute me real quick.
I don't know because I just thought we were all the same. Like. That's the reason that like I can hang out like with like our podcast.
But, yeah, it's I see that, but it's a personality thing.
Yeah, you got a point.
It's not like a brain thing because I'm sure you're more intelligent. I think you're more intelligent than me because you have
I just
like,
bullshit a lot,
like memory and all that shit. I'm not good with any of that shit. Like I'm sure if we take an IQ test, I would be like the one with the least. Like points.
Do you think I'm smart?
Since it's school wise,
I'm sure you're smart.
You ever had a professor telling you you're gonna flunk, but to take the class, keep taking the class either way?
No,
do you find that stupid if someone's already telling you you're
it's
gonna
waste
flunk?
Time. What's the point?
Yeah. They told Daisy that.
I understand if you're gonna take the class again. Maybe
they told Daisy that this
that
morning.
Way you know what's up.
They told her that this morning. She's like, if you ace your test, you might pass. But then the teacher's like, but I want you to keep going. And I was like, okay, one, you should have spit in your hand. You should spit in your hand and then put baby powder on the other one and slap her with one and slap the bitch again because that's fucking stupid. I was like, how?
Okay, hold on.
Yo, keep going. Seriously, like, I thought it was stupid. Like, I thought that was one of the, I thought it was one of the dumbest things ever. Like, how are you? Had to do a flyby on that. Like, I thought it was the stupidest thing ever. It's like, how are you gonna encourage someone after he's like, oh, you're flunking for sure. But, you know, you could try. It's like, oh, yeah, you know what? I could try fucking fight cancer, but I'm going to scratch my dick and sit on the couch because it's fucking way easier. Like, I don't know. I just thought that was a poor choice. But yet again, she's going to ELAC.
Okay.
So you can't really fault anybody there. Like, any of the teachers, I wouldn't trust any of them there.
No, my instructor at Glendale, he was, like, straight up about it, too, because I was, like, flunking. But I had, like six more tests. No, like, five more tests. Where I could like try to catch up, and I was like, I asked him, like, do you think like I can catch up? He's like, no, just end the class right now and take it back in somewhere.
I guess don't waste your fucking money and.
Yeah, see, if your teacher would have done that, would have been perfectly fine with it. But I told her I was like, didn't you know if it's pointless if she's already telling you that, then don't go.
Yeah, because he's basically saying this: you're not gonna pass, but you don't drop out and save your money and.
Yeah, exactly. Just I told her, I was like, you know what? Just
keep failing.
I told her, I was like, because I hate when teachers like are ass backwards. Like, they'll give you assignments and not teach you anything. Like, you'll have notes, have nothing to fucking do with it. Like, you'll have notes on how to fucking bake a cake, but then you look at it, like, what? Wait, I'm not baking a cake in math. Like just random shit. That's how her notes were. Like, she's like, she'll get homework and it'll just be like, oh, can you understand? She's like, well, we have notes, but it's nothing like that. So I was just telling her, like, you know what? Fucking get out already and just take another class, because or take the same class with a different teacher. Cause I already know how like going to those schools are, like going to ELAC especially. Like I hate most people that go to ELAC, and a lot of people are gonna be like, oh, you're stupid, fuck you, you don't know anything because you're not going to school. But it's just like, oh, I'm still smarter than you. Like, doesn't mean shit. Like a college degree and a college, you know, most of my friends that have college degrees, Exactly. But most of my friends that have college degrees, the fuck are you going to do doing Chicano study? Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Test. There we go. Yeah. Yeah, because I know a bunch of people that go to universities, and I'm like 10 times smarter than them. Yeah. And I know more.
And you're Google. Faster to learn, too.
Google,
like.
Bitch.
I was surprised when I was back at Starbucks, like, everyone had an AA. And I was like, the fuck? Like,
yeah, I wanted to be a barista since I was like 3 years old because, you know, my father, he just goes in deeply like, into something.
That shit doesn't do shit. Like, start crying. A's don't do anything.
Yeah, my friend just got a degree in business. He's working in Chase. He's working at Chase as a regular guy. He could have just applied.
Right, exactly.
But I think he wants to move up, but that will help him, though, you know.
Still, could have just applied.
You could have just
applied, been there like 5 years. You'd have been fine.
You could have been higher right now.
Oh, yeah, you could have been manager right now.
Look at Oscar. If Oscar had an AA, he'd be fucking managing Baskin Robbins.
I don't think he's going back to school.
No, he just, you know, Oscar reminds me of like the guys who just want to go back to school for the parties or just to say he's in school. You ever met those people? Oh, I go to college? Like, what do you take? Oh, I'm taking a semester off. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not really going to college.
You know
you're
what I hate when people brag about going to college? They brag about it and they like, what college you go to? I go to CSUN.
Yeah, it's like
just, you know, I got accepted at CSUN and I have a GED.
Yeah. Like, you know, my friend that was here, Chino. Like, I'm proud as fuck as him because he's going to be super rich because he's smart. Like, he's legitimately smart. Or, you know, he just put the work in. He has paid more attention than I did. But I remember our senior year, he was Mr. fucking shit. Had tight-ass shirts and fucking, you know, talked down on me and my best friend. He'd just be like, oh, I got into, like, colleges. Where the fuck you did? And then I remember the day after, I got acceptance letters from the same colleges. Yeah. And I was like, hey, stupid. I got accepted too. I didn't apply though. So I don't know how the fuck this works. At least he's finishing though. I'm proud of him. Unlike everybody else that I know that goes to CSUN and fucking gets academic probation and sent out.
CSUN's a party school though.
CSUN? I don't know. I find
rape,
CSUN stupid.
Rape school.
I'll rape someone there one day.
USC gets raped a lot.
Speaking of that, this one time I was passing it by you. I was walking to USC and
then you got raped?
No, I didn't rape anyone. I raped someone at another school. I was walking at USC and it was me and my friend, and then there's like these three white dudes, and then they're like, you know what? Todd's a fucking faggot. He's never raped a chick. What the fuck's wrong with him? Like, I guess do you think to them
it's this their little thing of humor? Because like, you ever notice people that try to be funny? Like when we're like I guess because we all know our own humor. Yeah. Like we'll make fun of babies dying and shit like that. Yeah. But you hear someone else do it and it just seems so out of character. You're like, what the fuck's wrong? They go live
what
in the woods,
fucking
dude.
What's wrong with you? You know what? The only humor that's probably unacceptable is like, yeah, you know what? I want to fuck a 7-year-old.
Yeah, that's just like that's automatic. Just, like
that's you want to fuck. That's not humor. That's
we joke about 16. But
is there a whole clan of bitches like this? It.
Okay, you know I wouldn't fuck.
Okay, remember what I was talking about earlier? The fucking the nerd girls. It's like a whole fucking clan of them. Like one of them, like Tiffany.
You found the community.
Dude, look, Tiffany Lee Ray, Chucky obsessed, horror, Marvel, DC, Star Wars, Sailor Moon. Oh, cool. We can come back into fucking Comic Con right now.
Yeah, Sailor Moon.
Cosmo Girl. The Crow, followed by the sexiest man. She's fucking happy because James Franco fucking followed her. And she's, dude, you know, how many pictures this bitch got with
James
Franco?
James Franco probably just wants to fuck her.
Yeah, she is underage.
Sailor Moon's getting up again.
I've always liked Sailor Moon.
Oh, this chick. Wait, but the funniest thing? Sif.
Oh, she's a Sif?
Yeah. Everything that's skinny, it's because she has a picture of her back.
Can let me see?
It looks like you, dude.
A manly back.
She was a linebacker in high school.
You know what's getting fucking like trendy with those girls too?
What?
Those jelly shoes.
Oh yeah, because apparently they didn't know the people that wore them when we fucking grew up. Isn't that shit annoying? You had a sister, you had like an older aunt or someone or a cousin that fucking wore them because it was the cool thing in the 90s. My cousin wore them a lot. Now everybody's like, oh my god, you've never seen these. Like I got kicked with one, bitch. Like what do you know? Like yeah. It's annoying.
They're getting up again. Like all the girls are dying for them.
Fucking oh bitches are ruining everything.
Jelly shoes.
You don't like Star Wars. You don't like comic books. You don't.
This brings us to fucking Comic Con. The darkest bitch. The darkest Sailor Moon ever. It's like a negative.
Nah,
she's a negative.
Some really dark ass Sailor Moons on there.
Hey, at least did they look like Sailor Moon, or did they look like Sailor Moon Eater?
They look all right. You know the
You know Street Fighter Alpha 3?
Yeah.
Third Strike?
Yeah.
You know the one that does capoeira?
Yeah.
The big African looking chick? Or it's like her dressed as Sailor Moon, but darker. But man, I mean, they probably genuinely like it, but some bitches.
You know what, the chick that we're talking about, yeah, that's going to, I know she doesn't.
I'm pretty sure she saw a few episodes when she was a kid, but that's
I don't
it.
Know. You know her boyfriend does.
What?
Because he was the one that got all the figures, and I bought Daisy the same figures that year.
Yeah.
I remember like going
Sailor Moon figures?
Yeah, I remember going on Instagram and he had them all. I was like,
which is the one with the red shoes? Is that Mars?
Yeah, Sailor Mars. They're all by color.
Wow, she was hot.
You know, like in the Japanese version, they're actually there's sluts? Two dykes, right?
They're dykes.
There's two chicks that are like girlfriends.
Oh, okay. Did you know that? You know the what's it, Poison from Marvel?
Yeah,
she's a dyke. No, not a dyke. She's a tranny officially.
Now they came out with it?
No, it's been forever, but now it's confirmed. Oh, okay. Even Marvel said she's a tranny. Damn. So all
I mean, Nightcrawler looks gay as fuck. Mm.
But he's not a tranny.
But he's flamboyant as fuck.
Yeah. Mm. Nightcrawler's pretty tight, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like every time they draw him, it's like, why has it got the leotard just like lined up on him hard?
Gambit's flamboyant but manly at the same time.
Can you be flamboyant and manly at the same time?
Gambit can.
Max? Can you be flamboyant and manly at the same time?
Oh my god, those shoes are cute, but I want to fuck this bitch.
I think it's possible.
Remember South Park where when they decided to be metrosexual?
Yeah.
Funny episode.
Look at WWE's Instagram.
Uh-huh.
On a random picture, someone commented, "Can somebody help me? I'm getting bullied. What should I do?" I just thought that was fucking funny.
Well, funny, you should learn some more wrestling moves.
I just thought it was funny. Like, one of our friends on Instagram, Queen of California, she tagged me in something to congratulate me or something. I was like, what the fuck is she crying? I fucking blasted some dude on George's Instagram yesterday. The fucking half fan or the bandwagon fan. He's like a Blackhawks fan. And he took it all fucking serious. But the thing is, like, yeah, if you're really a fan and I ask you about a bunch of questions about shit you should know, like, you should just answer it. I would have shut up, but no. I just made him look stupid in front of people.
You know what I hate? Kids that bitch about being bullied. Just don't be a bitch.
Yeah, I was bullied.
I mean, I didn't bitch about it. I was bullied for a day, and then I just beat him up, and then that's the end of that. Like, every time kids would try to bully me, I just fight him or beat him up, and then that's the end of that.
I was bullied until high school.
To high school?
I'd get pushed around and shit like that, and like in middle school, and it didn't faze me. Like, I remember, like, someone dude would always, like sock me in the back, and I was just, like, every time he'd hit me, I was, like, it doesn't hurt anymore. Like it fucking,
we're
like,
in high school now.
We got into high school, and I remember me and my best friend, someone dude, like, came up to me, and I was at the park, and I was just walking, it was after school, and came, like, he was about to push me in the chest, I just swung at him, and I was, like, fuck it, free reign, and I just started fighting, and then after that, that's how it happened.
Yeah, because I remember in middle school, there's a kid, he kept trying to bully me, but it didn't faze me, right? But this one, he threw a basketball in my face. And, like, I literally beat the shit out of him. Not literally, but...
He shit himself after.
I beat the shit out of him. And then ever since then, you know, I was just playing.
I always hated that because I was, like, I was a chubby kid. But yeah. I was athletic just due by, like, my dad. Yeah. I remember when people tried to throw shit at me, just catch and throw it harder back at them. I remember we were playing dodgeball. And they chucked that small ball at me and thought I didn't see it. And then I was, like, when I was playing baseball last, I just turned around and caught it full body. And I just turned around, like, as soon as the dude turned his head, I just caught him straight in the face. And I was like, "Dude, you don't fuck with me like that." Like, sports-wise, I was like, play your ass under the table. I don't give a shit.
I will kill you.
I was more, like, verbally, like, bullied.
Oh, I was, because fucking being a metal kid with long hair.
They would talk shit, but, I mean.
Everyone was verbally abused.
Yeah, they would do shit.
I verbally abused the shit out of some people.
I never got pushed. I never got punched or anything.
My backpack got broken. I had an Iron Maiden backpack. Like one of the fucking sick ass Chunti ones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and like some one kid pushed me into the fence when I was in middle school, and like the strap broke. Come to high school, I beat the living shit out of him at a show, and it was funny too because he fucking knew who I was. Like I had Iron Maiden shirt on, and I was at a show, and I think I was setting up my kit, and he kind of bumped into me, and he was a drummer.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, watch where you're going." And I you know, you get that rage and shit. Just like belts, like Bill Toll was like, "You fucking broke my backpack," and then like fucking seven being like I was like. Seven, like a seventh grade kid again, just lighting this motherfucker up on the fence because he was on a fence. And I was like, and he was like, funny, punk, fat, and in a leather jacket, you know your arms is not going to fucking move how you want them to move.
You know the back of that jacket's too tight on your back.
I was peppering the fuck out of him with just like shots that didn't hurt, like fucking him, like just hit him in the chest and shit like that. Mm-hmm. They drop his guard. I fucking hit him twice in the face and like I hit him in the nose. I remember he had to play a show. He had to play the set after us and the whole set just covered, like his nose is just fucking just draining blood. And I was like, ever since then, like anytime I see him in a show, oh, what's up, dude? Fuck you, dude. Recently at a show, some one dude used to bully me in middle school.
I want to eat Reese's for some reason now.
Huh?
I want some Reese's Pits now.
I know, that sounds good. But I like recently some kid like
used to... Baskin Robbins.
That's why.
Really? Did they have just
and
like...
You were talking shit just earlier. Like, oh, like I don't like anything from... like.
I know,
Robbins,
right?
Oh,
like
Reese's is not from Baskin Robbins, but Baskin Robbins sells it.
Okay, but you're around it all the day at work. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have an actual urge for it.
No, but what he's saying is that...
There's an actual cup. Huh? There's a cup of like...
Anything Reese's is made.
Ice cream.
Oh, that's 31 Below. But
whatever. It's a Baskin Robbins.
The hell's 31
product.
Below?
It's just basically.
It's one of their like stupid.
It's
like
soft serve vanilla ice cream mixed with some Reese's peanut butter topping with some Reese's bits and then just fucking mixed. That's basically.
And you made more Reese's in that bitch or what? Yeah.
With some Reese's bits.
I mean, even then, like the ice cream itself, does Baskin Robbins what? Company like make the actual ice cream or do they buy it from a different company? Mm. You see what I'm saying?
They buy it from Dreyer's, don't they?
I really don't
there
know.
There you go. You see, like, they're not, like,
well,
they don't
we'll
have a
ask
factory.
Oscar when he gets here.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll take
there
it
you go.
Thing.
Exactly. Reese's and the actual ice cream are not even Baskin Robbins themselves.
They
buy it from someone else.
But I'm saying I wanted some Reese's bits, not ice cream.
It's hit Walmart then. Fuck
Reese's.
It. Huh? It's hit Walmart then. Fuck it.
No, but you could just steal them at Baskin Robbins. You're
I don't steal
anyway.
From work. Steal what?
What the fuck? You stole from 7-Eleven all the fucking time.
Yeah, we got a free pizza from 7-Eleven, dude.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Can't
dude,
talk out of that one.
Dude, I gave out so many free pizzas. I gave up free pizzas to hot girls. So
I mean,
like,
7-Eleven was, like, surprisingly good pizza, though. But like,
you know what? Yeah, it is.
The box it's one. Not like when it's, like, sitting there.
Dude, because when it sits there, it's been for there for, like, 4 hours. The cheese is hard.
Like, that's not good. But when you got the fresh pizza.
7-Eleven pizza's good, fresh out the oven. You have to eat it 10 minutes after the oven, like. No more than 15 minutes.
Let it cool down a little bit. And then
that shit was really
the
good,
the meats one I gave you guys is fucking good. I gave you guys one, and then, wait, you guys came once, right? And
we
I
came
gave
once.
You guys one?
That was when
and
we went to go see.
You guys picked me up once, right?
Yeah. No.
I came once with you, only because that's when we went to go see Insidious 2.
That's when we got the pizza with him. The other time we went is when we took Remy.
Okay, then, yeah. Remy. Yeah.
He just came back from Guatemala. And we were just
I gave you like four times probably, huh? Like pizza?
Yeah.
I know one with Remy when he came back. I took one with us, with Nick.
So we got a bunch of pizza from 7-Eleven. Free, too. I never paid for that shit. I might start, though. That was some good
You get a bunch of free pizza now, shit.
Right?
Usually when I want 7-Eleven pizza, it's like 3 in the morning, and I know the oven's going to be off because they're cleaning it. Fuck.
Pizza!
So when do they turn it back on?
They're lazy. They're probably well. The way I'm lazy too, I would have that shit off the whole night.
It's hot. I'm gonna keep that shit on.
It's hot, and plus you got to do all this other shit. You don't want to get this. Oh, can I get a pizza?
No. Sorry, oven's off.
Sorry, bitch. I'm cleaning.
I think
the
that's
oven.
How it'd be if we have our own pizza place. I turn the oven off. And like, you go fuck yourself, okay?
I mean, oh my god, you're getting the worst Yelp review ever.
Our future pizzeria / venue.
No shit, dude. When you do that.
Well, let's bring it alone.
Well, I already know we're going to title this episode.
What?
The boringest episode ever.
I actually liked this episode.
I thought it just lost
the conversation.
Too bad we don't have a fucking fan base to tell us if this episode was boring or not.
And that's the end of the show.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Are you going to fucking interrupt us again?
That's the end of the show, so should I stop the show? Do you guys have anything else to talk about?
I'm just waiting for Oscar to fucking hit me up.
Oscar's not leaving his house at 10 till 10:50.
I want a calzone already.
Till 10:50? Hit him up. Tell him that we're gonna pick him up at his mom's place.
We were supposed to call Baskin Robbins.
He's been left Baskin Robbins. 31 flavors. I hate when people go, "How come there's more than 31 flavors?"
Are you still recording?
Huh?
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How come there's more? I thought it was just 31 flavors.
Wait, they're mad that there's not.
Yeah, they're mad that there's more.
Sorry, you get extra, okay?
Sorry, you get a bigger option choice.
That's fucking stupid.
All right, when I get mad, how do you not know the price?
I've only been working here for a month, and I'm going to quit next week.
You know, speaking of like places like that, I got so lucky when we went to go see Fuck, we went to go see Title Fight. Me and Randy, we dropped off Daisy and went to go get Alberto's. Nice. When we got there, we were the last people to get it because guys walked in after us. And it was a weird thing, dude, because there was like super fucking white dudes there. And I meant like fucking white. Like I don't want to be I'm going to be racist about it. They're fucking blue-eyed white kids in there.
Oh my God, they're fucking mad
that
cute. Like
they were mad that that fucking novellas were on. Like, why is it SHOT Show shitty? Oh, maybe because their race is shitty. Me and Randy were just sitting there like, you know the chef will fuck you right now, dude. Like, he don't give it. He'll fuck you with that spatula. But it was funny because we got our food. We got our food and like we all love Alberto. So we got our food and we walked out or we're about to walk out and some guys come in and they're just like, oh yeah, can we get two burritos? And the lady shuts it down. She's just like, no, close, get out. I was like, yeah, there goes your hopes and dreams.
And that's the end of the show.
Yeah, hopes and dreams gone.
Fuck your hopes and dreams. Fuck your mom.
And fuck Oscar.
Fuck Oscar. Bow, bow.